this one, and this multifamily development has also a connection. So to be compatible and consistent with the standards of the South 27th Street to promote a walkable environment, so we are recommending that the applicant provide the sidewalk connection to the public sidewalk. And also the parking reduction will be compensated by the bicycle parking. For the other waivers, we don't have any major concerns.
Applicants here?
Thank you. Steve Wagner, architect, Anderson Ashton, New Berlin.
Tina Krausel, owner of Kids Connection Childcare.
Good evening, welcome.
Thank you.
So I'm here representing the company who worked with the Krausel family. They have six properties that they currently manage in southeastern Wisconsin. This would be a seventh that they'd be looking to build. We successfully completed in 2019 a similar, if not identical, building in Maguanago. We got photographs of the final project. What you'll find, I think, when we talk about the overlay district in its guidelines, I'd like to have the owner and operator address two major and key items when it comes to childcare, is safety and security. So I think that's kind of a key common theme that you'll see. For instance, when we talk about a requirement or a guideline for a two-story building, daycares don't normally function well with a two-story component. They also don't function well in a multi-tenant building capacity as well. So the only other thing I'd like to add is the metric or the mathematics that were done to calculate the parking. With a number of licensed children at 156, that's a multiplier of 0.3, which gets us to 47, I believe, parking stalls. And then there are six, you'll see on the site plan, there are six queuing areas. So what's really important for the operation and safety of the pickup drop-off exercise for this building is, if you can jump to Regulo, if you can jump to the site plan, the architectural site plan. Yep, yeah, so yep, there we go. You'll see the pickup and drop-off. Our longest length of paving is along the front of the building. You also see that the efficiencies of the parking are that we've held the main long direction along the front of the building and the parking directly adjacent to the main entry. And then you'll see the paving as you move toward the top of the page toward the dumpster enclosure. That's an efficient a double-loaded parking and drive in that location for the majority would be for staff and any overflow. So I think we're more in keeping with maybe we may be at a deficit of possibly two parking stalls. So I would like just to make sure that we have that calculation readdressed because as a request by the applicant. The applicant's also here to address that this same licensure is applied to the Maguanago project with 45 parking stalls as well. And maybe you can address Tina to the board, to the commission, about the how often that
sure.
parking area gets used.
Well, yeah. Before we do that, let's talk about some other things first.
Sure.
Before we worry about some minutia that may not be all that important. First of all, I'm surprised that we don't see the alderman for the district here. Pretty important references by her to developments all over the city, but here this one's right in her district and we don't see her. Kind of amazed at that, especially when there's natural resources involved. Anyway, okay. Have you had conversations with the neighbors nearby, specifically in the Condominium Association?
No.
Any attempt to buy the parcel right next door, which would make this a contiguous parcel and accessible to Riverwood Drive?
There, the property line.
Which is right here?
Yep, that's there. So there is a remnant chunk that's left, yeah. Which I believe you don't own, Tina, right?
No, we do not.
Correct.
So no efforts to purchase that from the condominium association? That would give you access to a less traveled street?
Potentially, the grade differential is pretty severe.
Regular, there's a lot of natural resources back here, any?
Yes, they have a natural resource protection plan, but you can see here, that will be just the northwest corner. So they're not impacting that area.
And we're gonna handle stormwater in this pond?
Yes, they have a pond. Will be to the west of the parking lot. It's not depicted here, right? I can show the drainage.
If you could, that would be helpful. It also helps describe that the LSR for this property is recorded or is required to be 30%, and we're at 66%.
By the way, it's important to note, I was one of the guys that wrote the 27th Street standards.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at the architecture, and without seeming like I'm being hypercritical of your building, when the roof is bigger than the building itself, and we have a 27th Street design guidelines that say we want the appearance of a two-story building, it's a two-story building appearance, not a two-story roof appearance.
Yeah, it's an occupiable, the intent was more of a residential look to it because the two-story component could be considered as being an occupiable upper level.
But we're looking for the appearance of a two-story building, not a two-story roof.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to take that to heart. This
yeah.
does not in any way look like a two-story building that we would accept on 27th Street or the 27th Street guidelines. If you want to look at a single-story building that gives the appearance of a two-story building, look at the dental clinic on 27th Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's a single-story building that looks like a two-story building.
Yep, there is an aesthetic that this property they're looking to so that they can carry over the same architecture from building to building so that they carry the same aesthetic.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking for a waiver.
Yes, correct.
What is the value of this building?
Do we have a number?
Overall, it's 1.7.
On how many acres?
Two.
All right. Anybody else? Commissioner Leon.
So I'm going to speak from firsthand experience as a parent of young children. One, last time they went to daycare was within the last year. And I'm going to speak specifically to parking. I think parking is very important, especially at daycares. Because, and we've got some pictures here. I don't know, do we have these to show on the screen?
I don't think so, no.
So when you have a lack of stalls, and I'm at this point a pretty hard no, and would have to be convinced to reduce the number of stalls. What you have near the entrance are parents who disregard trying to find a stall to park into at pickup, peak pickup and drop-off times. So they wind up blocking in other parents. First-hand experience creates tension between your customers at the daycare. See it at similar places now where I still have kids, where kids' activities, when we don't have enough stalls and a family just decides, well, I'm just going to be a minute, so I'll let my child in or out because they can't find enough stalls to park in. So I think that it causes problems when you don't have stalls. And not as a precedent, but there was a separate application that came before this commission where we discussed drop-off and having enough parking spaces for a wrestling academy, right? So I think parking is very important, and I think to have the number of stalls reduced or to use a calculation that allows it to be lower would cause problems unnecessarily. And then I believe there was some talk about having the walkway connection, a sidewalk to offset that. I don't think that applies here. If you can go back to the photo or to the type of facility that you're operating. Most people coming in and out of there are driving, right? It's on Rawson Avenue. There's not going to be very many parents walking down that sidewalk to take their kids to a daycare. They're going to drive in and they're going to drive out. Even if you had some activities that were designed around taking kids out and doing things, Rawson Avenue isn't a good place to do that. So I think the parking stalls and having whatever the requirement is, it sounds like it's 52 stalls, but there might be a different calculation. Mm-hmm. I think it should not be lowered on that. Yeah. So the other waivers, I don't have a ton of issues with, but I do have an issue with reducing the number of stalls for a daycare for the reasons I listed.
Just a correction for the record. So the required parking will be 47 space. So it will be missing two spaces.
Okay.
Not seven. Yeah.
And two spaces can make the difference. I mean, I've seen it at daycares where you get a contentious situation between parents because somebody's blocking somebody in. I think by reducing any number, that just is inviting that kind of issue at a place like this. So I would.
Could you turn to the site plan? Maybe we can help Commissioner Leon. We took that into account when we designed the front pickup drop-off approach. The queuing along the street, the six queuing along the street, which is the hatched area that's on the south side of the drive aisle, is actually not within the 24-foot two-way drive aisle. So you've got an additional six queuing lane spaces there as well, which is required also by the ordinance.
So then you have more than you need.
No, because will be the ratio that it will be 47 spaces plus the six queuing spaces or stacking spaces.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did we get this?
From the parking table.
No. When did we get these?
The application?
Yeah.
After.
September
4th. Yeah.
Commissioner Haley.
Okay. Generally supportive of the use, but I've got a lot of questions about the site plan, so let's try and knock through them. Mm-hmm. In many of your responses to the standards, you stress safety, and you said that safety and security is important. We get that. As a site plan designer, I'm going to have to disagree with you on some of what you're proposing here. The idea of putting parking across the front of the building, now this isn't a retail store, this is kids coming and going. Putting parking along the front of the building makes no sense when you then put a queuing lane where you'll have 6 to 10 vehicles jammed in and waiting. Safety. You should be designing a drop-off where they can come in the driveway, go right to the front door, drop off, and then go and park. What you're creating here is a situation for tragedy. Parking in front of the buildings. You say you don't want to put landscape trees in there because you're trying to keep this open and visible. No, all they're going to see is cars. The drop-off should be at the building. The parking should be out at the street or around the sides. That's the right way to do it. Get kids in, dropped off, and safe away from cars. You've got a situation, and I understand what you're saying. You still have the full 24-foot parking lane. But you've got a row of cars queued up along the backside of the curb, and you've got all these people pulling in and backing out. And the people that are sitting in the queued cars aren't waiting for their children to wait and while they loop the parking lot and come back up. They're walking right straight across that. You've got no designated sidewalks. It's a safety hazard. And there's no reason you can't be putting the required trees in there. These trees get a trunk. They're not going to obstruct any views. Your biggest problem here is children and automobiles. And you're not playing that mix right. Okay? Let me blow out once, and then you can try to answer this stuff. There are some other simple things. The gate that goes into the playground area, there's a notation on the plans that says 9-inch PVC standpipe. To me, a standpipe is a water thing, you know, that you, a faucet for fire, whatever. It's right in front of the gate to the playground. How many kids are going to walk into that? I look at your lighting plan, which usually I don't care much about. It complies with the standards for the lighting, but the whole east edge and north end of the playground area has got almost no light on it. Now, agreed, you're 6 to 6 or whatever that is. In winter, it's dark at 4 o'clock. So that playground has very minimal lighting on it. If you're really concerned about safety, these are the things you should be focusing on. How do you get the kids in and out quickly? How do you move them around the site? Marked sidewalks, crosswalks are very essential to safety. You don't know what's going on. You got the condos to the north. Grandma and grandpa may have the kids for the day come in. The people be walking. It's not all about cars. I understand in this day and age, we tend to drive our kids everywhere. But the reality is, it needs to be safe. And parents can't control safety when there's cars coming and going, people backing up, reverse cameras and all that business. It just doesn't make sense to me. I'm a site designer for a long time, and this is not what you would do. You would do a drop-off to get the kids to the door without ever crossing the parking lot as quick as you can. Then encourage the cars to either leave or go to the side lot. That's where your queuing space should be. And then those that feel they need to go in for the 15 minutes or whatever, then they park there. And then, yes, you do provide marked sidewalks that go from the parking out of the street, the queuing area, to the sidewalk there. Simple common sense things. It's kids we're dealing with. They don't have the intelligence to navigate automobiles and all that stuff, so we have to do that for them. You have to put the cars where they belong, and that's not where the kids are. This front yard, this front parking lot, is a mess and a safety issue. Again, if it was a retail store, that would be different. Everybody wants to pull up to the front end. You got kids that are anxious to get into the car or into the building, back and forth. Make it safe. Make it safe. Put the trees in there. Give it shade. There's just no reason to try and leave that whole area devoid and then pave it up in asphalt. So there's several of your requests that I can't support on the waivers.
Mr. City Engineer.
So I don't know if you're paying attention to the applicant ahead of you, but they have a site that's really tucked away out of nowhere. It was over $1 million an acre of assessed value. And it sounds like you're going to be less than $1 million per acre of construction value. Not saying your building looks bad, but I do agree with some of the comments we heard earlier that it's a nice facility, but maybe in the wrong place for what we're trying to do up front and center as you basically the entrance coming into the city. So I know that there's some really cool discussions of what could happen on the corner of 27th and Rawson. I'm looking forward to that developing. A little bit further to the west of there, there's some buildings that appear to be two-story and that sort of thing, and I think this could fit in with that whole section if it were designed properly. Right now it looks like a house, and I think that's the intent. Mm-hmm. And then that may be what your other sites look like wherever else they are, but for being front and center, this may not be the best spot for your location. For the record, I do like the look of this a little bit better than the child care we just approved on the, on Drexel. But I do thank for being right there as you come in. Yeah, right there in front of the Target and Dickinson. Yeah, so those are my thoughts on it. But